Well, greetings, hello, aloha, and welcome to the very first of our weekly wisdom calls. These are teleclass calls that will be used to expand on and enhance the message that I offer during the weekly wisdom tips that I've been giving over the course of the last couple of years. And it's occurred to me as a result of communication with many of you that there's a desire, there's a need, there's a thirst for more information, and that a lot of you would love to hear a little bit more about the things that that I've been writing about. My job up to this point has been to take concepts, ideas, sometimes a specific word or principle, and using as few words as possible, give you something to ponder and perhaps use to change your behavior over the course of the next week. And I get a lot of incredible letters from all of you out there, many of you out there, saying how impactful these have been and how often the words that I've written have come along at the exact right time. So I'm really, really pleased that this has been the case and that a lot of you have gained value from the words and from what I've been calling the snippets or the weekly wisdom tips. So thank you all for your participation in that. This is an expansion on that idea, and I have somebody specific to thank for this, a gentleman by the name of Michael Benner. And Michael, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Michael, for those of you who don't know his work, has a website called the Ageless Wisdom School. And what Michael does is, in a similar way, to write a bit about a particular concept, often a spiritual concept, a philosophical concept perhaps, and then invite people to join his free teleclass, as you've been invited to join this one. And at that point, he does a very exhaustive treatise on a particular topic, and his work is wonderful. I definitely recommend that if you're interested in spiritual matters, that you check out Michael's website, theagelesswisdomschool.com, and I think you'll be very pleased by what you see there. Now, what we're going to be doing here is taking the concepts from the weekly wisdom tips each week and expanding on them and talking about them from a few different angles, hopefully giving you some wisdom, some insight into that particular topic and giving you some practical knowledge and ways of taking the idea and running with it, making it real in your life. We're also going to begin simultaneously to offer a premium training program that I'm calling the Hypnosis for Change calls. And what that is a call that you can enroll in, and this will be for a very, very small fee. It's going to be $7 to join in, and this will take place immediately after this call. You can sign up on the website by going to any of my web pages. For stevetaubman.com, you'll find a big red Join Now button on the right side, and when you push that button, you have an opportunity to either sign up for one class or to become a member of this ongoing program, so you'll see how that all works. And do that any old time, and then you can become eligible for either this call, or that is the Hypnosis for Change call that we do after this, or for our ongoing calls and a lot of other cool bonuses and whatnot. And each time that we do a Hypnosis for Change call, it will be, once again, an expansion or an enhancement of the topic for the week. So in this particular case, this week, the first week of the new year, my topic is curiosity, and particularly curiosity about yourself. And this is a really interesting topic for me to explore with you, and I really invite you to open your minds to this topic. And before we jump into it, I just want to complete my thought about the Hypnosis for Change segment. What this will be is, after we do this call, those of you who decide to spend the $7 to become a premium member of that call will be listening in on a hypnotic induction call, which basically means you'll have an opportunity to find yourself a comfortable place to lie and sit quietly and listen to the sound of my voice as I give your subconscious mind triggers and stimuli to make it receive this information at a deeper level. So for whatever the topic is of that week, not only will you walk away with information for your head, but you'll be able to make some tangible changes at the deepest level of your belief system, and therefore change your behaviors and really kind of make it your own. So this is a very powerful tool that I'm offering, and I hope you take advantage of that experience. For those of you who have some fear or misunderstanding about hypnosis, I do have a section on the website that talks about hypnosis and helps to dispel some of the myths and hopefully dispel some of your fears or concerns about it as a tool. It's a very powerful and very wonderful tool, and I invite you all to check that out as well. Curiosity is the topic for today, and I've been really excited about presenting this topic because it's an area that many, many people fail to realize has a life-changing capacity. We all have ways that we live our lives, things that we do in our lives that we don't necessarily know why we do. We have beliefs that we don't necessarily know why we have those beliefs. And most interestingly, we all have limitations that we don't necessarily have a good understanding of. Some of us have social anxiety. A lot of people experience difficulty in social situations. I myself have had social anxiety issues on and off for many years in my life, and it stems from various beliefs from childhood and just neurological patterns and habits. And, you know, I know for myself, when I experience social anxiety, that my first inclination is to be very, very frustrated with myself. You know, I'll get angry at myself. I'll experience shame or insecurity. I'll be angry at myself, and I'll withdraw from a situation, and then proceed to make it even worse by berating myself for not having been smoother or more comfortable in that situation. And that's what I think we all do. We all have situations where we find ourselves uncomfortable, whether it's an anxiety situation or places where we habitually become stuck or angry. Or, you know, a lot of our listeners are in the direct selling world, and you can relate to this in terms of your willingness to pick up the phone and call people, or perhaps your comfort level in approaching a stranger to start a conversation that might lead to a new business client, and a new friend perhaps. And yet we still shy away from those experiences. And then when we shy away from them, we berate ourselves, we become angry with ourselves, we become frustrated, we experience emotions and sensations within that are very uncomfortable to us. And they really are the result of a particular mindset towards ourselves. And that mindset is one that essentially lacks acceptance. We don't accept the fact that we are a certain way. We don't accept the fact that we have a particular belief that's getting in our way, or we don't accept the fact that we have a particular level of fear around a certain situation. And so we bring to that limitation a lack of acceptance, which unfortunately locks into place the very thing that we dislike. So if you're phobic about picking up the phone, or you're anxious about going to a party, or you are uneasy about talking to a particular kind of person, you know, maybe you're a woman who does very well speaking with other women, but you're uncomfortable speaking with men, or if you're a man, the reverse. In those situations, approaching those limitations with a lack of acceptance has never in your life and never in my life really produced a change in that situation. Think about it. Have you ever walked out of a situation in which you felt uncomfortable, uneasy, limited, frustrated, been frustrated with yourself, and then suddenly felt better about the situation? No, of course not. It actually has the reverse effect. It tends to set into place the very thing that we're upset with. And so here we're going to present the idea that there's another way of approaching your own experience, your own personal experience. And that is with curiosity. And this is not my idea. This is actually a spiritual principle that you can find both in the Bible, and you can also find it in the writings of the Buddha. And probably in all world religions, you'll find some reference to this concept of being able to experience yourself through the eyes of curiosity. And what that basically means is that when you notice anything about yourself that perhaps you don't like, you have the opportunity to shift from the typical automatic response of, darn, I can't believe I'm feeling that way. I can't believe I'm doing that thing. I can't believe I'm, you know, here I am again. I'm yelling at my kids the same way I said I would never do. I'm just like my mother, and I said I'd never be like her. And whatever that behavior is or whatever that feeling is that you automatically go into reaction about, you have the opportunity to change to a state of curiosity. And this is a deliberate decision that you get to make. And you get to make it rather quickly, and it can have a profound and immediate effect on the results that you get in that situation. So again, you may have to start by withdrawing yourself from a situation that you're not treating very well, that you're not acting very resourcefully in. But when you remove yourself from the situation, rather than going into beat myself up mode, you go into scientist of my mind mode. Scientist of my mind. In other words, you become the explorer, the scientist of your own way of thinking, your own way of doing things. And you don't say, why did I do that? Because that's the voice of shame and frustration. But instead you say, I wonder why I did that. I wonder why I felt that way in that situation. How curious. How interesting. How interesting. And if you could begin to develop the discipline of treating each of your experiences with that level of curiosity, it translates into what the Buddhists call equanimity. And equanimity basically means awareness plus acceptance. You begin to become aware of what's going on within yourself, and then you also bring an element of acceptance of what's going on inside of yourself. Now, we resist this idea because we think, if I start accepting the things I don't like about myself, well, then I'm just going to never grow. And isn't that funny? Because the process of not accepting those things about yourself has never caused you to grow, has always caused you to feel badly and to shrink inside of yourself and hit the same walls again and again and again. So perhaps it's time to look at a different approach. Perhaps it's time to explore the possibility that removing the judgment from a situation and replacing it with curiosity might produce positive results in your life. Gee, I wonder why I don't pick up the phone more often. Gee, I wonder why I didn't approach that person. How curious. How interesting. Then you begin to set into motion a different kind of mental process. It's the inquisitive process of the philosopher who looks for the answers that maybe don't come right away, but by setting the process in motion, by asking the question, you're setting a process in motion that allows your mind to go inside and to look for answers. And the way we ask ourselves questions has a huge impact on the types of answers we get. So if we ask ourselves a lot of negative questions, we usually get a lot of negative answers. But we can also apply curiosity by asking positive questions. And when I say positive questions, you know, how did I act appropriately in that situation? What was a positive experience, a positive thing I might have gotten out of doing it that way? What am I trying to protect inside of myself by avoiding these particular actions? And you see, then we learn more about ourselves, and we have more choice. Now, in the same area of curiosity about ourselves, and by the way, next week we're going to talk about curiosity in terms of our relationship to other people, how we bring ourselves to the relationship with others, and whether we're bringing judgment or curiosity to those relationships. And, of course, by bringing curiosity, we accept people at a greater level and we become better listeners and all sorts of other wonderful things, which we'll get into next week. But within the realm of curiosity about ourselves, there's the level we've already been speaking about, which is curiosity about our thoughts and our behaviors. Why do I think that way? What benefit do I get from thinking along those lines? How can I act differently or be different? And I wonder, the question of I wonder always being kind of present there, not just, why do I do this? How can I do that? But really, experiencing it like you're a scientist and you're looking at yourself as if you were somebody from another planet studying the human being. Human beings, we're quirky, strange, and unusual creatures. We do things in a weird way. We become uneasy in situations that maybe we shouldn't have to be uneasy in, but we do it nonetheless. What are we able to learn by standing back from ourselves and developing the quality of curiosity about our thoughts, about our behavior? Another layer of curiosity, another level that I like to talk about, has to do with curiosity at the level of emotion. And here's a very different approach that again, goes back to mindfulness tools and mindfulness techniques. And you probably haven't had much exposure to this idea. And that is the idea that we can apply the quality of curiosity to our physical experience in a very silent state. And what I mean by that is when you notice that you're angry or sad or scared or frustrated, that is usually associated with both a physical experience, a set of sensations, and a set of thoughts. Simultaneously, you're thinking a bunch of stuff, and you're feeling a bunch of stuff. And when the two of them are happening side by side, we call it an emotion. But really, it's possible to separate the thinking part from the feeling part. If you were to silence yourself and allow yourself to explore with curiosity the physical part of your emotion, and only the physical part, with curiosity, something very magical would happen. And it goes like this. You're in the middle of a situation that has created an emotional reaction. You're angry. And if you're angry, chances are your head is filled with lots of stuff, probably all the reasons that the other person is wrong, all the reasons that you're right. And that's the stuff that's churning itself round and round and round in your head. But if you were to say, okay, for the time being, for a moment now, what I'd like to do is to bring a level of curiosity to my internal experience, the physical sensations associated with this anger, or whatever the feeling happens to be, and really resist the urge to think about the situation that caused it. Kind of like a freeze frame. You know, you've been watching a movie, and all of a sudden there's this one frame you want to take a closer look at. So you stop the film, you just watch that one frame. And in this case, it doesn't matter what came before or after that frame. It only matters what's on that one frame. And so you're looking at this frame, and what you're looking at is the physical experience of anger or fear or anxiety or frustration or whatever it happens to be. You bring your attention to the physical and only to the physical. And it's a level of curiosity because most of the time you've never stopped to do that. Because if you feel angry, the last thing in the world you want to do is to stop thinking about what you're angry about, to stop engaging in the fight. The last thing you want to do is to get quiet, to withdraw. And even if you were to do that, chances are what you're probably going to do is to try to force yourself not to be angry. Stop it. Stop being angry. Of course, you'll be angry at your anger. And what I'm suggesting is neither to suppress it, nor to express it, but rather to witness it, to be aware of it at the level of the physical sensation with curiosity. I wonder where I feel this anger. Oh, I notice it's in my throat. Oh, I feel it in my stomach. Ooh, I feel it burning in my belly. Oh, my jaw is tightening. How interesting. How curious. And if you begin as a discipline to stop the internal voices and put your physical attention, or to put your attention rather, on the physical sensations with a state of curiosity, you'll find that quite quickly a lot of those emotions begin to dissolve and dissipate. A lot of times we'll use the analogy of a fire. We'll say that when you think and churn and talk about the issue that causes an emotion, it's like throwing a log onto a fire. And you just keep on, you know, kind of stoking that fire and making it bigger and bigger. But if you stop thinking about it and just put your attention on the physical sensation, it's like watching a bonfire, just sitting there and watching it. And eventually, if you don't put any more logs on it, what's going to happen? It's going to go out. And so that is the notion here. It's the idea of bringing calm, effective, accepting, warm, loving energy to the physical sensations you experience, to accept them for what they are, to be curious, to explore them, again, to bring curiosity both to your emotions at the level of the physical, and then, as we discussed earlier, bring curiosity to your thoughts at the level of wondering. I wonder what it is that made me think this way. I wonder how this has benefited me in the past, and why I continue to do it. And again, regardless of what the question is, it's really a question of the spirit that you bring to it. If you bring curiosity rather than anger and frustration and upset to your thoughts and your emotions and your behaviors, you'll find that you can begin to transform them much more quickly. Now, in our premium training call in just a few moments, I will be helping assist you in bringing this idea of choosing curiosity as your primary mode of dealing with your thoughts and feelings, your limitations, your perceived limitations. So that if you tune into that call, what will happen is that I'll be doing a hypnotic induction. In other words, you'll be hearing me speak softly and quietly and in a kind of monotone voice and bring you down into a state of peaceful relaxation where your mind becomes open to positive, beneficial suggestions. And then I'll give you some of the same things we've already talked about here, but speaking to your subconscious mind, so that what you'll find is that you'll be able to bring this notion of curiosity into reality. You'll find it much easier to shift automatically into that state, and as a result, to end your frustrations and your fears and to overcome some of the things that have stopped you in the past. And so for this week, curiosity about ourselves will be the topic for our brief, oh, I guess I should talk about length as well, brief hypnosis for change call. And those calls will typically run in the neighborhood of about 20 minutes. So in the future, as you tune in on these free calls, the free calls themselves should run between 20 and 30 minutes. And then the paid call will run about 20 minutes, during which we'll do our hypnotic induction and help you receive that information at a deeper level and make a profound difference in your life. I hope you appreciate and enjoy this model that we're working from and that you gain some real benefit from it. Great blessings to you and to all of your friends and loved ones, and I wish you all the very best. Thanks again, and over and out from Burlington, Vermont. Take good care. We'll see you next time.